Well, it's been a quiet week in Lake Wobegon, Minnesota, my hometown. Out on the edge of the prairie, it is spring. The lawns have turned lush and green. The loons have arrived, loons who are monogamous, and one pair of loons will command a whole wide expanse of water out on Lake Wobegon. The first earthworms have been seen. The robins are fat. The geese have come in, the Canada geese and the ducks and oh, beautiful. It is spring. We've been waiting for one last blizzard, but it just hasn't happened. And so the Norwegian bachelor farmers are washing their sheets at last. It means that it truly is spring. These are sheets that they got from bargain sales and they got from rummage sales at the church. These are sheets that have been discarded by my townspeople because they were too loud. They bought them thinking that these brilliant oranges and these lilac stripes and these strange rectangles, these bright yellows and livid greens would somehow make them happy, but they didn't. They made them self-conscious in bed, even in the dark. And so they gave them all away, and there they are. They're flying like flags. Flags of passion out on the clotheslines of Norwegian bachelor farmers out behind their shacks. These old grumps, these old sourpusses, and these brilliant, brilliant, beautiful sheets. What lesson are we to draw from this? I'm not sure. Some lesson about Easter, I'm sure. There were a lot of yard sales, speaking of discards. This week in Lake Wobegon, Clarence and Arlene Bunsen had a yard sale, and you could see all of the books out there in boxes, including a complete set of the Encyclopedia Britannica, all 20 volumes, brown leather. They were in orange crates, and they were covered with white plastic to protect them from the rain. It was drizzling lightly. This set of encyclopedias probably sold door to door by some college student who told Clarence Bunsen he owed it to his children to buy these. So they set them up on a shelf there in their living room, and he looked at them with pride. You know, as the family sat and watched TV, they looked at this row of books which contained all of the world's knowledge, and then he fell asleep. And then he woke up and the books were still there. Now and then one of his children used an encyclopedia to write a term paper for school about the Smoot-Hawley tariff or about the Gadsden Purchase, or his daughter Barbara Ann looked up the Huguenots, the French Huguenots, and she wrote a term paper from the Britannica, careful not to paraphrase it too closely. Lest it arouse suspicion. And she wrote about the French Protestants who were persecuted back in the 17th and 18th century and who died at the stake. They were burned to death and sang songs of praise as they were being burned. She learned all of that from the Encyclopedia Britannica. And so if you were to ask her now, many years later, about the Huguenots, she would be able to place them in the 17th and 18th century. And she would remember that they sang as they burned. Jimi Hendrix burned his guitar, but he didn't burn himself. And so there the Huguenots are. They're right there in volume 7 of the Britannica. It's being sold for $1 per volume or best price. And when it goes, it goes. And the Huguenots go with it. And in years to come, will anybody know anything about them? I'm not sure. Well, time moves on, and everything changes. Easter, Holy Week has changed in Lake Wobegon. On Maundy Thursday, they used to have foot washing in the Lutheran church, and they put bowls of lukewarm water down at the end of each pew for the Thursday service, and it was just so uncomfortable. People just did not want to wash anyone else's foot or have their own feet washed. And so that part of it has been put aside. There used to be a big Easter morning breakfast, and there isn't anymore. It just was too much, just way, way too much. So there's nothing like that. And so the Chatterbox Cafe will be packed with people before and after the sunrise service, which has trombones and a tuba this year, no trumpets. No trumpets. They tried out a few trumpets, and they just didn't seem reliable. So, and the Moonlight Bay Supper Club will have the brunch on Sunday morning, and they'll be packed, people packing in for the ham with the pineapple and rum poured over it, and raisins as well, and asparagus. Holy Week in Lake Wobegon. Pastor Liz had a little crisis here this week. Her computer went out on Wednesday, which had her sermon for Good Friday in it, and also her sermon for Easter morning. It just disappeared, and there was no recovering it. So she stood up in front of them on Good Friday, the evening service. Church was packed with people. And most of it came back to mind as she stood there in front of them. I mean, it is a story that she's familiar with. Most of it came back to her. And if she had to wait a while for it to come back to mind, her sermon, these long pauses only made it more powerful. She didn't realize this. But as she spoke, people started to weep. For what? She hadn't even gotten to that part yet. People started to cry. And in the end, she couldn't actually come to the end of the story because she was crying too. She stood up in front of them and she wept unashamedly. Lutherans weeping. You don't see this. These are rather dry, indehiscent people. Some of them looked as if they were releasing tears that had been stored up for decades. So there was all the more to cry about for the sorrows of the world and for those in peril on the sea and for children in danger, and for our own children who are perpetually in danger. They wept. She couldn't think of how to end her sermon. She couldn't come to the end. And so she just started singing a song that they all knew. That's the news from Lake Wobegon, where all the women are strong, all the men are good looking, and all the children are above average.